Yeah, this is Ethan Kent. I was calling to do an interview with CeCe McGee.
Yes, indeed. This is CeCe McGee speaking.
How's it going?
Oh, honey, it is going good. How are things with you?
Great.
Let me tell you something, great. Ethan. I want to be honest with you. There are a lot of songs I listen to every day. I'm always getting new music. And it has been a long time since I've heard a song for the first time, went into worship, and began to cry. And
wow.
Whenever I do that, people around me is like, oh, my goodness, she's going in. She's going in. Because when a song just really penetrates my heart and just really moves my spirit, I know it is a hit. I'm just saying, bring us to our knees. Ethan, where did that come from?
So I wrote Bring Us to Our Knees. It's based off of 2 Chronicles 7:14. And it's a scripture that says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. And particularly wrote it during a time where it's just, you know, you watch a little bit of the media too much and the news, and it was just like a lot of stuff happening, a lot of crazy stuff happened. We had the Sandy Hook shootings, and like so much stuff was going on during that time. And that's when the song was birthed, and I just kind of felt like we needed something of healing, but then something that would encourage and motivate us to get back to the basics, which is living the life of prayer and devoted to the word and devoted to what the true definition of truth is, not what the world defines as truth.
Come on now.
They're redefining what God, you know, has already defined in the word. And so it's a worship ballad, but at the same time, it's very honest and introspective. And hopefully, you know, it blesses the people.
Honey, let me tell you right now, it blessed me so. When my sister in Christ came in here and my coworker Kay, she was like, I want you to stop everything you're doing. She made me turn everything down, put headphones on my ears, plugged it to her computer, and she played it. And I just went in. I went in. And when I tell you, this song speaks volumes, what we talk about all the time, how we feel, what's actually going on in the kingdom news-wise. We talked about how we try to have conversations with unbelievers when we do have the types of things that you discussed about how the word comes from the pulpit, but it's not lived outside of the pulpit. And that right there is heartbreaking to me. And to hear the way that you put that, and then the music, it is just perfect. And I cannot wait for everybody to be blessed with your brand new CD, which is called A Work in Progress. It came out in January. But check this out. Now, you are a newcomer to this industry, but you release this on your own label?
Yes, ma'am. It was a big step of faith. Me and my wife, you know, we got married in 2011. I had a lot of music on my hard drive that was written. It's like, I would have her listen to all these songs. She's like, this stuff is amazing. Like, when are you going to get it out? And we didn't really know anyone. We didn't know. We didn't have any contacts. All we kind of knew were the people that, you know, were in our city and our local church. And I served in my local church for over 17 years. And
music.
So it was kind of like, okay, where do we go? Who do we talk to? And so we just started doing it. We just started making connects locally. And then that turned into a national thing and got distribution through Central South. And so it was like, okay, you know, we'll just do it independent. It's been making some noise. And I'm really grateful for God's opening up the doors of opportunity for us. The first single, My Hope Is in Glory, we're blessed. It charted, you know, within the top 30 Billboard for over 15 weeks.
Yes.
And
look
so
at this.
God is just really taking it to a whole nother level. And it's just, it's a testament to the fact that when you seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, he'll make your desires, your dreams come to pass. And so that's really been my life testimony.
Everything you have said, I mean, I agree with you. And I just love the fact that when I go to your website or I read anything on you, how it talks about your mom, how she was a hardworking, hard praying, church going single mom who invested in your gift to help develop and nurture your gift. That's where your love of the kingdom comes from, to give her such credit and to know that even in the midst of being single, doing the, you know, this whole role alone, she was still able to pour into you because she saw what God had gifted you with.
Yes, ma'am. My mom is amazing, and you got to give credit where credit is due. The Bible says give honor where honor is due, and she still is. She's still an anchor. Everywhere that I go, she's praying and interceding for me, and it really helps, you know, to have that foundation, have people in your corner spiritually, and as well for you that, you know, it's hard for me to even express a word.
I'm sure. So, that's a whole lot to even put into words. It's something you have to experience.
Right, absolutely.
Ethan, I thank you so much for your time. I thank you for blessing us with your gift. I thank you for being obedient to what God moved you to do, and this is truly your season. Tell everybody everybody how they can find you on social media as well as your website.
You can go to my website. It's EthanKentOnline.com. I'm also on all the social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Ethan T. Kent. And I love to interact with people on social media. So hit me up at Ethan T. Kent. Look forward to connecting with you all.
Absolutely. And go pick up the CD. Work in Progress is online and in stores right now. Ethan Kent, I want you to give me a big old hallelujah.
Hallelujah.